Siler City, North Carolina has a STEP and an NX1 in the same building. When you're dialing from the STEP, you can see that the STEP and the NX1 are interconnected in a very interesting, symbiotic way that unfortunately from the tapes we can't tell exactly what is. What I can tell you is that the local calling area is handled in a way that is the exact opposite of what you would expect for a place that has a crossbar and a STEP in the same building. The STEP relies entirely upon the NX1 to connect to the rest of the local calling area. And since the tributaries are XY, that means that going through an NX1, you actually slow the call progress down because the digits have to be stored and then dialed out again. We'll hear that happening when we get around to calling Goldston and Bon Lee. Now, later today, I'm going to visit Asheboro, North Carolina, which has, again, a crossbar office, in this case a Pentaconta, and a STEP. And the way they do it there makes a lot more sense, at least to me, because the crossbar uses the STEP as the tandem to get to the rest of the local calling area. And that approach doesn't really slow things down, because if you got to call a STEP, you got to dial. So why not dial through a STEP to get to a STEP? Dialing through a crossbar office to get to a STEP means you're going to have storing and sending, as I said before. So Asheboro's method makes a lot more sense to me. That said, there may still be a good reason why they did it this way, because there is circumstantial evidence that the STEP here is really sort of a secondary appendage of the NX1. The two may be so interconnected that it really made sense overall, economically, to do it the way they did, in spite of the fact that it slows local calls down. This is the weird part of Carolina telephone, the part that's unlike the Eastern Territory, and actually this is the last Carolina telephone office on this phone trip. One of the things that I'm enjoying about putting this narrated version of the tape together is the fact that I'm actually hearing it with the hum removed for the first time. In recording most of these phone tapes, the pickup coil I use makes excellent recordings, but it also picks up hum from whatever electrical fields are in the environment. Well, the digital technology I've learned to use is really doing the trick. But let me warn you, removing hum from a phone tape is a very tricky and artful procedure. You wouldn't believe how long it takes to do it right. And if you're going to record any phone tapes, it would be a lot better to keep the hum out in the first place, believe me. But anyway, I'm hearing this stuff now for the first time since I was there with no hum. That's really cool. Now, this is a pretty nice sounding STEP, and there's something unusual about it because all through its power supply, there are some funny power supply noises that are not very STEP-ish. In fact, even on the dial tone, there is a buzz. You may not hear it, but after I dial a 2, you will. The 2 was absorbed, and we're sitting on the first selector with the dial tone silenced, and there is a buzz here, which I've never heard on another STEP as far as I know. This buzz is actually more associated with AIS, number 101 ESS, and NX1. And of course, it is coming from the NX1 in this building, which is this STEP's only way to access the rest of the world without going through the zero operator and having her dial it for you. In addition to the buzz that I'm talking about, there's another sound going on which I don't even know how to describe. And I haven't heard it anywhere else. Meanwhile, there are a lot of dialing and selector cut-in noises that are very step-like going on as well, and that's just live crosstalk from the office. Now let's make some calls within this STEP. I'll dial my own phone number, which will get a busy.
Thank you.
here's an intra-office call to a line that's pretty hummy. Interestingly, you can actually hear the phone line in between rings, and this particular independent ring tone is more often heard in offices that don't let you hear the phone line. Here's a vacant number in the step. There's a group of 10 numbers in 800-334, and one of them actually converts to this number in the step. I'm going to give the operator the 800-334 number that ends up on the number I dialed, and see if she can look it up correctly.
Place.
Yes, 800-334-5649.
Just a moment, sir. Sir, did you dial 1 before the 800?
Yeah.
Wait just a moment. Sir, you're coming into the operator. Would you like to try dialing it again?
Sure will.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Nope, they weren't set up to look that up, which isn't surprising. Then there's the fact that I probably sounded very local as far as calling from the same town goes, because in the 1970s, a long-distance call sounded a lot different from a call within the same building, so it probably never occurred to them that I was calling in from the long-distance network, and so they didn't even think that I might really be calling an 800 number. I must have misdialed or something. Let's also call a vacant level. I'll dial 742 first and then two digits that go to a vacant level, and like vacant number, it does end up on this operator intercept in the same building. Like so many places at this time, March 1977, you can't call long distance directly from a payphone. It would be interesting to see what long distance from home phones here actually sounds like, because the one that you dial goes right into the NX1 in the same building, and from this coin phone, well, here's what happens if you try to dial a long distance call. You see, it started to make the billing clicks that NX1s always make when they're ticketing the call, and then it somehow dumped to a busy. What I don't know is how it knew to dump us off to a busy. But I have a pretty good idea of how that could be done, and one way would be to use automatic number identification in a way that sort of integrates the step and the NX1. It becomes clear thanks to something that happens later in this program, which is subtle but points to how they're doing things, that you have ring tip and sleeve, three wires, going over to the NX1. When you have a three-wire connection, the NX1 can actually send a tone or some other special signal down the sleeve, which could trigger automatic number identification equipment in the step. And since you're in the same building, That ANI equipment can go around the back way and talk to the NX1, thus the NX1 can get ANI information directly from the step, and actually that's just one way that this could be done. So it's not surprising that the NX1 does know, just mysteriously, that this is a coin phone. Now, as I mentioned in Farmville, when you dial an area code plus 411 into an NX1 toll center, it just puts the call through without ticketing, and that means we can actually get out into the long-distance network. Here is 1 plus 717, 411, and 4 more digits. This does go through to the Greensboro 4A's vacant code recording, and it's on long-distance carrier, so if I had a portable device, I actually could whistle it off and probably redirect the call to anywhere in the world. I didn't have that with me on this phone trip, however.
Sorry, but we have a problem in completing your call as dialed. Please check the number and dial again or ask your operator to help you. This is a recording, 9192. We're sorry.
9192 is the Greensboro 4A. Used to be 9194 until they made Greensboro the principal city for the 919 area. And at that point it got upgraded to a sectional center. They had to change the recording ID to something that ended in 2. Speaking of recordings, if you dial 1 plus 311, you get the recording from the Siler City NX1.
Your operator to help you. This is a recording, 9192. We're solved.
You have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service. Please check the number or try your call again. This is a recording, Siler City, North Carolina, 663.
We'll go back to things beginning with 1 when we explore the 11X codes. They actually still have 113 for directory assistance here. The local calling area here only consists of 4 office codes. We have 742 for the Siler City STEP, 663 for the Siler City NX1, and then there are the 2 tributaries, which are both Stromberg XYs, Goldston 898 and Bonlie 837. You may have noticed that when we dialed 1, there was a burst of new dial tone right after the cut-in sound. And the same thing happens when you dial 6 and when you dial 8. In all cases, we're going into special trunks to the NX1, and the new dial tone apparently has to do with the fact that they're using originating type registers to receive the digits here instead of terminating registers. They're called regos in NX1. Regos normally do give dial tone. The dial tone is actually audible for just an instant and it stops. But if you listen while you're dialing digits, you can very often hear typical NX1 rego-type crosstalk, whether you're dialing 1, 6, or 8. Here's a call to a working 663 number, the time.
Park free at the Carolina Bank, close and convenient, rain or shine. Time 9:27. Temperature 57.
As I pointed out in the previous program, you can actually hear the NX1 pulsing better from here than you can actually picking up a real 663 phone line. Now, once you've picked up the phone and dialed 6 here, anything other than 63 is a mistake. so you get a vacant code recording. Except in one case, which I'll cover in a minute. Here's 6+11. I wait to see whether the code 611, a repair service code in many places, is going to at least terminate. It doesn't, and so I dial a third one, and it goes to the recording.
You have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service. Please check the number or try your call again. This is a recording, Fowler City, North Carolina, 663.
The busy signal in the background there is a typical thing for NX1 recordings. But you don't always hear it in Siler City. Now, earlier we visited the two tributaries of Siler City, Goldston and Bon Lee. And from those places you got the same trunk to Siler City, whether you dialed 6-4663 or 7-4742. No matter which one you dialed, you went into the NX1, which looked at the last six digits of the number, and if the last six digits were 42 plus four more digits, it would send the call over to the STEP. Now, here we are again, going into the NX1 when we dial a 6, and this arrangement is only expecting 663 calls once we've dialed a 6. It is not used for 742 calls. If we dial 742 from here, we don't even go out of the step. We just absorb on the first selector, and the NX1's not involved in that. But what must be tried is dialing 6 from here, followed by 42 and four more digits. It's quite possible that they're using the same translation table as they were on the trunks from those two tributaries, and it might actually send the call back to the step if we dial 642. It might be a way to get 742 by way of the NX1. Let's try 6+42 and see if it works. Oh wow, it tried to work. It tried to come back to the step, but the call did not proceed, so you heard a certain amount of pulsing and then it just hung, and then my tape ran out. But before that happened, we actually got to listen to the rego noise. It's the same sort of thing you would hear in Greenville, for example, if you picked up the phone and dialed a digit and just listened. And that is why I think they're using originating type registers for the trunks from the step to the NX1. Let's try that again and see what happens if we just give it a few seconds. Let's try that again. I'm going to dial 6+42 and four more digits. And then while it's sitting there in limbo, I'm going to try to flash. Maybe the step trunk is there underneath the hung rego. And if I flash the right amount of time, we might be able to drop onto it. Nope, doesn't look like it. But you can tell it's trying because the other codes that are not valid that begin with 6 go to the vacant code recording. Only 4-2 does this. And of course, if you're coming in from the tributaries, Goldston and Bon Lee, 4-2 does go to the step. Coming in this way, there's probably just not a network path that it can take to make the connection, and of course there's no reason for it to work in this place, so it never gets fixed. Now the tributaries are 898 and 837, and when you dial 8... sounds the same as 6. Let's make sure it's really not the same. I'm going to dial 63. And of course, if 8 is the same as 6, then we'll be able to actually call a 663 number by dialing 863 and 4 more digits.
We're sorry, you have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service.
Nope, it really is distinct. And you notice that time we got the recording in the background while the ring was on, instead of a busy signal. That's just a thing about these NX1 recording cues. Okay, so 8 is unique, and I did try dialing 8 plus 4-2, and it just went to the recording instead of hanging in limbo. Now with 8 going to the NX1, these calls from this step to those XYs are going to take an extra long time, because as soon as you dial the number, it's got to turn around and dial it out to the particular tributary. Here's a call to 898. I'll be dialing a vacant level.
Dialed. Please check the number and dial again, or ask your operator for assistance. This is a recording, Goldston, North Carolina, 898.
It's nice the way you can hear the NX1 actually dialing the number out from here. Now, one of the things you can do with an NX1 is when it's about to outpulse, you can flash and drop onto the trunk. I was actually hoping to do that with 642, but there wasn't any trunk to drop onto. In the case of Goldston and Bon Lee, however, there really is a trunk there, and so we should be able to drop onto it. Let me try dialing an 898 number, and I'm going to flash right when it starts to send. Okay, the Siler City NX1 did drop the register sender combination out, and here we are on the trunk to Goldston. Let's dial a 1, and it goes into the recording.
I'm sorry, we are unable to complete your call as dialed. Please check the number and dial again, or ask your operator for assistance. This is a recording, Goldston, North Carolina, 898.
Now let's do that again. This time, when I get onto the trunk, I'm going to dial an 8, which is blocked. Thanks to this method of dialing onto the trunk directly, we'll actually get to hear it sliding over to the 11th terminal. Now here's the supervision test in Goldston, dialed normally. All right, now here's a soup test in Bon Lee. We'll be dialing 837-9299. On that last call, you heard the Siler NX1 dialing the last four digits. Now let's call 837-5299, and you may notice that on this call, the NX1 in Siler City only dials three digits. This is a way of saving equipment in Bon Lee, and the way that works is that they don't build a selector group for the 5000 group. Instead, they just put its connector switches right on the first incoming selector. The disadvantage of this is that the 5000 group can never be complete. For example, we've seen that there is a working 9000 group. That means that there cannot be any 83759 numbers. One thing I neglected to do when I was there was to try dialing 83759 something and see whether it A, was intercepted by the NX1, or B, went through and just sat there with not enough digits dialed on the Bon Lee trunk on dead silence. It had to be one or the other. In any case, here is a working 5000 group number, 5299, and it'll only dial the last three digits. All right, here's a vacant level in Bon Lee. Whoops, looks like to hear the entire recording, since it does just play once, we'll have to use the old drop the sender trick. We'll dial any 837 number, and then just as it's about to start sending, I'll do a flash. That'll drop us onto the trunk, and then I'll just dial a 1 myself, right into the trunk, and get to hear the recording from the beginning. This particular incoming selector actually has dial tone sound as it starts to cut in.
I'm sorry, we are unable to complete your call as dialed. Please check the number and dial again, or ask your operator for assistance. This is a recording, Bon Lee, North Carolina, 837.
The technique I was using to drop the sender out works on a lot of NX1s, but many times when I used it here, something strange happened because at first the technique appeared to work, but then when I started dialing a number, suddenly the Siler NX1 reorder was right there. That's weird. but not as weird as what happened when I used this technique in Farmville. Siler City is one of the few places in the late 1970s that still uses the original code for directory assistance, 113, and of course 114 for repair. The fact that they have a tandem on one, which the coin phones can reach, makes this very pragmatic, but as you hear the way this call goes through, you may be reminded of a place we visited earlier on this swing through North Carolina, and that is Wilson. Here's 113.
Yeah, do you have a number for the Siler City Chamber of Commerce?
742-3333.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Can you see why I mentioned Wilson? When we call these codes from here, we're actually calling from a step into the NX1 in the same building, which turns around and sends it back into this very same step. Which of course reminds me of what happened in Wilson. They would have you dial 9 plus 411, and it took a similar route. But anyway, here is 114 repair service going through normally from here.
Telephone repair service.
When you dial one of these codes, of course the 1 goes into the NX1. There we are, and then you dial the next two digits of the code. The NX1 then picks up the trunk to the step and dials the last two digits. Then it cuts through.
Telephone repair service.
Now that last part of the call is something that we can do manually, of course, by dialing 113, and just when the NX1 is about to send those last two digits to the step, we can do a flash. Okay, we have dropped onto the trunk back to the step, and let's manually dial 1-4 and see how it goes through. The 1 was absorbed. I was hoping the 1 would go somewhere. The very fact that the middle digit of the 114 code is absorbed suggests this is a special selector just for service codes, and we probably will not be able to use this to reach anything other than service codes. Anyway, here's the 4, which I'm sure will cut into repair service.
Repair service.
And that's how that works. Here's 116. They may have actually used it for something at some point, but here's what it does now. Was kind of interesting. I did a flash that wasn't quite long enough to fully disconnect, and we heard the reorder get softer for a minute and then go away. I'm not sure what we're connected to now, but that definitely says something about the connection from the step to the NX1, or perhaps the connection from the NX1 back to the step. Let's try dialing something now and see if it goes anywhere. Yeah, nothing else happened there. Starting fresh now, let's try dialing 112. The NX1 was intercepting that one, so let's dial 113, do a flash, and then when we drop into the switching train, we'll dial a 1, which will be absorbed, and then a 2. Okay, that was an absorbed sound, so let's go to plan B, because my flash not only dropped out the sender, but it also dialed a 1 effectively. That happens sometimes. So the 1 that needed to be absorbed has already been dialed. Now we'll dial a 2 and we'll see what's on the 2 level of this service selector.
May I have the number you're calling, please? May I have the number you're dialing?
742-2111.
Thank you. 742-2111. It's not a working number.
I'll get the right name and call you back.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That number I gave her was just in order to have a conversation. In fact, this service code selector cannot be used to call back to the 742 exchange as I'd hoped it would. It's only service codes. The digit 1 dialed initially is absorbed. If you dial it again, it goes to operator intercept, as does 2, 5, and 7. You have directory assistance on 3, repair service on 4, a reorder on 6 and 8. You heard that before when we called 116. And that leaves 0 and 9. First, let's see what's on the 0 level by dialing 113, dropping the sender, and then into the service code selector, we'll dial 10. What that was probably a test board. This was recorded late at night, so it's not a surprise that it didn't answer. But I betcha that had I called it in the daytime, he would have been able to hold me up. And the reason I say that is because of what happens on this next call. This doesn't sound like anything interesting, but it's actually pretty significant. What I'm going to do is dial 113, flash off the sender, and then dial 19. Now this is probably where the callback or ringback circuit used to be years ago, because of that ancient code 119. But what's significant is what's happening now, because it's hitting a bad link, and somehow that is able to send us back to dial tone. I dialed a 1, so we've gone from the step to the NX1. Now I'll finish dialing 113, and as soon as it starts to go through, I'll flash. There. So we are now sitting on the special 1 selector by way of the NX1. So we're going from the step to the NX1, back to the step. So now I'll dial the absorbed digit 1. There's the absorbed sound. And now I'm going to dial a 9, which is going to hit a bad link. Now, in spite of the fact that we've gone from the step to the NX1, back to the step, that bad link can somehow still drop us back to dial tone. I'm repeating the process. Here it is again. The 9 ought to just hit the bad link and then we would sit there on silence. But because of the way they've hooked the switches together,
when I dial 19 into the drain, it dumps me back to dial tone somehow.
Now you can tell that I was a little puzzled about this. Within the same switch, it's not at all odd to get a new dial tone when you hit a bad link. But here, we are hitting a bad link in the third switching entity. And that bad link is enough to cause us to fall back to dial tone after going through all that stuff? Well, the only way that could happen is if some sort of sleeve control was maintained through the entire connection. This proves that there's a very intimate connection, not only when we go from this step to the NX1, but even when we go from the NX1 back to the step again. When we end up hitting a bad link at the end of all this, the sleeve lead, that's the third wire, ring tip and sleeve, the sleeve lead is suddenly open. And since this is a three-wire connection, that open is detected all the way back at our first selector, which then drops off and we get a new dial tone. So when they're doing that sort of thing, it's not at all surprising that the NX1 can tell that I'm at a coin phone, seemingly mysteriously, and I'm sure from a home phone would be able to detect the caller's number with no trouble at all. I don't know, however, what system NX1s use for automatic number identification in this case. May not even need to use the sleeve for all I know, but it certainly could. Now before we go, let's make one more call into the long-distance network. We'll dial 1 plus a distant area code and 411, and 4 more digits, and we'll again end up on the Greensboro 4A's recording.
Sorry, but we have a problem in completing your caller's dial. Please check the number and dial again or ask your operator to help you. This is a recording, 9192. We're sorry, but we have a problem in completing your caller's dial. Please check the number and dial again or ask your operator to help you. This is a recording, 9192. We're sorry.
Well, this has been a very nice-sounding step NX1 combination. The NX1 sounds better from the step than it does from a line that's actually on it, which is kind of funny. But I have to tell you, there are some technical questions that I'm going to have to leave unanswered here. Now, at the time I was there, I assumed that when you dialed a 1, you went into a special one-only trunk to the NX1. I thought when you dialed a 6, you go into a 6 trunk. When you dial an 8, you go into an 8 trunk. But the truth is, I don't know that that's how it was done, and there's good reason to think they might be doing it some other way. Now, just to show you a place that did do it that way, Smyrna, Georgia, a Bell System place that had a number of special trunks between its step and its ESS. And in Smyrna, Georgia, they really did have a separate trunk group for every level. So if you dialed a 2, you went into a 2-only trunk, and so on. If you listen to Smyrna, Georgia, picking up the phone and dialing a 2. Now that sound at the end of the digit is a perfectly normal cut-in sound. You could also flash and reset the trunk, and then it would be ready to take the last 6 digits, really proving that if you dialed a 2 from that place, you went into a distinct trunk just for numbers beginning with 2. But from the Siler City step to the Siler City NX1, dialing a 1, 6, or an 8, there is no evidence, actually, to prove that they're doing it that way. In fact, there is good reason to believe they're doing it otherwise. Now here's the sound of picking up the Siler City step and dialing a 6. The dial tone sound kind of confuses things there, but if you edit the tape so that the dial tone sound is not there, and you just have everything but the dial tone sound, and you just listen to the clicks, listen to what you hear. Now that is not the normal sound of a step cutting into a trunk. I don't know what that is. But it's a series of clicks that I've never heard anywhere else. This strongly suggests to me that when you dial a 6, or a 1 or an 8 for that matter, from the Siler City step, something different may be happening. One possibility might be that the NX1 connection is standing by from the moment you get a dial tone. And then if you dial one of those digits, 1, 6, or 8, the NX1 connection ends up getting used and the step is dropped. That could be well what they're doing, and there's no way to prove it. Now I assumed that they were using separate trunks, but I never tested the theory. If I had just dialed the local office code, 742, followed by the digit 6, that would have told me something, because the 7, 4, and 2 are all absorbed. If it worked the way I assumed it did, I could have dialed 7, 4, 2, and then 6, and then finished dialing a 663 number, and the call would have gone through. But if it works the way I now suspect it works, in other words, not separate trunks, but some other kind of connection, dialing 7426 could have done something different, maybe gone to intercept. It might have stayed within the step and never gone to the NX1, and I just didn't try it. The other thing I was never able to do was successfully reset one of those trunks that you got on a 6 and redial the last 6 digits of a phone number and have a call go through. I was never able to do that. There were a couple of times where I was able to flash and get the trunk to go silent and sound like I could dial a number, but then when I actually dialed a number, nothing ever happened. So from what's on the tape, I cannot tell you exactly what goes on when you dial a 1, 6, or 8 from the Siler City step. I know you go into the NX1, but how is a good question, which probably won't get answered. Another question that I can't answer is, exactly why do you hear that little burst of new dial tone? There are 4 or 5 different explanations for what that could be, and there's no way to prove which of those it is. In any event, I apologize for the full disclosure, but life gets complicated sometimes. Now, the next stop is Centel, different phone company, haven't been there on this phone trip. And Centel likes to use these.
This is a recording.
This is a recording.
This is a recording.
This is a recording.
That's it for this segment. See you in Ramsar, North Carolina.